5.
Please enter your account code.
Thank you for calling Southwind Management. If you know the extension number of the person you'd like to speak with, please press star to make the selection from the following menu. Hilton Head Timeshare Owner Reservation.
Not a valid extension. Please try again.
This is Mike. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
And I apologize, we're running a little bit late, but we've had an awful lot of people we're talking with. If I am not mistaken, are representing a property or some properties at Thousand Hills?
The Grand Regency, huh? There's two properties, I think, that we had a question about.
Well, I have... My first question is, the property I'm looking at is valued at a little over $2 million, and yet you're stating that the fair market value is $147,520?
Now that I look at it, I was looking at the, I was counting that as the assessed value.
Okay.
$156,160 for that one property really was the assessed value that we got from a previous tax billing.
Now hold on just a minute because I'm not, let me back up, let me check. You've got a second. Maybe that's what he's looking at. I clicked on his first.
Okay, so these are assessed valuations, not the appraised value.
Exactly. Yep. I just noticed that as I looked at the form.
No, both are. All right. We're.
What's that back? Figure that out. What is that in?
Well, it depends on how much you put in towards commercial and how much towards rest.
Well, the second parcel of property, if you call that up, he shows a residential at 151,810 and a commercial at 101, so it's a 253. That might be, can you tell me what the, can you scroll back up and show me which prop, no, that's the big one. Okay. I'm just wondering if this is attached to his second appeal.
Is this 1070? Yes, two appeals.
Right. Let's just stick with one of them. Just...
Kenny, could you step down here a minute if you're listening?
Well, when I click on my file to look at this, all I get is a picture of a girl in a blue skirt. I'm not kidding. Jeff gets the same thing. So,
did you take this before the state in 2010?
I was going to show
you. As far as appealing it?
Yes, sir.
I don't think we did in 2010, no.
Let's take a look at, you've got your parcel ID numbers there with you, sir?
Yes, I do, yep.
Well, the first one I'm looking at ends in 001.007.
Okay, yep, I've got that.
And it speaks to the Grand Regency Resort, and it talks about X number of condominiums.
Right, uh-huh, yep.
This ain't one.
I am looking at a total assessed value there, not appraised, but assessed, of $423,440.
Right. That's what I have on the notice that was sent to us. Uh-huh.
And is that what you're stating should be moved to the $147,520?
Yes, exactly.
All righty. We're ready to hear you tell us why.
Well, first of all, I'm a little confused on the residential versus commercial breakdown. When I look at what, as far as we're concerned, it should be all residential. It's a timeshare property that probably has hardly any rentals at all there. So that's why when I got the notice of a change in assessed value, I went back to 2010 and I saw the residential value was $147,520. So if you assume that the property is residential, that's how I came up with that assessed value of $147,520.
Well, just guessing, I am assuming that the assessor has taken part of that property and put it commercial because it is available for rent. Is that right, James?
That's correct.
Well, it might be available for rent, but I don't know that we do any rentals there. Our rental business at Branson is fairly minimal, and I'm not even sure we do any at Grand Regency.
Well, that's what we would need to know, because I see here that in 2010, this was in the process of determining a split of residential versus commercial value.
Right.
So that's,
I see we're in 2011, like you dropped the commercial down quite a bit from 98,430 down to 14,070. But then if you look at the residential, the residential goes from 147,520 way up to 409,000. I wasn't sure how. I could understand why you would drop commercial, because we're not doing any real rental business. But for the residential then to go up, you know, twofold is a little high to us.
Well, we've actually added...
How many condos are there?
I've got my chief appraiser's looking at a map right now.
Okay.
And we're seeing if there's not been a building added to this parcel. How many buildings do you have on this parcel? Do you know?
There really is just the two, the one in .007 and then the other one .009, the two that we've appealed.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Can you mute for a second? Yeah,
can show me how.
Okay. It's muted.
I just want to let you know that we got a phone call from Mr. Ferris, who is at 11:45. He's still waiting. He wants to open the door to lunch. Should we direct him to the door?
Ferris?
Sure. Yeah, we're way behind.
Tabieri?
Probably.
I don't know.
Tell me, any good tea party would wait.
Which tea party then?
Anyway, is it right to direct him to go ahead and go to lunch and we'll call him after?
Tell him we'll call him this afternoon.
And they have a Chris Skelton who was on an airplane yesterday, and he's asking if we can work him in. He missed his appointment because there was no...
We'll do it at lunchtime.
So notify him we're calling sometime today.
Yes.
Kusi, do you need this?
Okay, I'm going to unmute.
Okay. Can you hear us, sir?
Yeah, yes, I can. Yep.
All right. We're working with the assessor's office, and they're going through all of this property right now.
All of this.
I think so.
Would you extend out for me his request of the 147,500 at residential value, and tell me what that appraised value would be?
147,520 times 0.19.
Both of these
added in. All right. So this is wrong. We know it's wrong. But which one of these would be right?
Not the number I'm looking for.
Well, Donna has broken it out based upon what thus far is commercial and what thus far is residential. And I'm looking at...
I don't... Whatever you think, Ron.
I don't think this would be...
No, but that's not...
If you take 147,520 times all residential...
Was it 520 or 500? What was the answer?
520.
And...
776,421
and
right now
at $42 million. Right, I understand. Okay. So is your last name, is it Veniska?
Yes, it is, yep.
So your comment to us is, all the properties that we're looking at that fall under this number, 001.007,
mm-hmm.
are worth about three-quarters of $1 million. And I'm curious as to how you arrived at that value.
Well, like I said, I didn't have a real... fair market value. I'm not sure exactly what they're worth. I was just kind of basing it on what your historical assessed value was.
Well, here it does.
What?
Like in 2010, it was assessed, the residential assessed value was 147,520. So that's what I thought it should be assessed at in 2011.
And what was the commercial? Was there any commercial assessment on that?
98,430.
Right, in 2010.
98,430?
Well, what we're having to arrive at, whether it is commercial or whether it is residential, is what the fair market value of this property is.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's what we're trying to establish.
So you kind of backed into that by taking that 147,520 and multiply that by a factor?
Actually, we have, what we're looking at is the figures that have been established by the assessor's office when he appraised the properties. And what we have is an appeal from you is an amount of worth, and we're trying to get at what those properties are worth. So we're looking at a lot of different properties while we're talking with you.
Right, right. And your appraised amount, did you originally say it was like $2 million?
What I'm looking at on the screen right now is a little $2 million, about $2 million. 200,000, pretty close. A little less than that, actually. But.
I think we have 12 units in that building.
I'd request that.
It'd be about $184,000 a unit. I really have no idea what the value of real estate is in Branson. I'm not even entirely sure how large the units are in terms of square footage.
James?
What we're going to need to do is send my appraisers out this afternoon or early in the morning and try to straighten this out, guys. We've got a little bit of a discrepancy here. But in the process, we need to know. If you rent any of this out, we're going to have to get you in the classification of commercial versus residential.
Well, and I guess that's what I thought you were doing in 2011, where you assigned an assessed value of $14,070 for commercial. I thought that was, you made a determination that a small piece of that property is rentals. So you assess that part at $14,070.
That was based.
The residential piece went way up from 147,520 to.
Yeah, that was based on a 2009 decision that timeshare had received a break, basically. We had an attorney here that decided it would be best to do it this way, as using actuals of 2 or 3% commercial versus 97% residential.
Right.
But since those findings, that they're not holding up to the Supreme Court decision and everything else that has been forced in here.
This I've read some things about that. Yeah.
And so now we're looking at 45-55 splits based on availability. And but back, I'm knowing where these numbers came from now. It was Kerry Walden had come in and argued the point that actuals
right,
based.
Right, exactly. Yep, I think I was involved in that as well.
So
I guess it seemed to me like we kind of won that argument as far as the commercial piece is concerned, and I see where you dropped our commercial assessed value down, but then the residential went in 1 year from 147,000 up to 409,000.
I believe you're gonna end up at. Now this is we're gonna send guys out and redo what we've got because it's been. That split of 2 versus 98, 3 versus 97 has really messed this card up, and we're going to have to get it straightened out.
I mean, just in 1 year, our assessed value went up $177,000.
Okay. But I will request this board that we get appraisers out there and try to get this straightened out, and we'll be then applying a 45-55 split through the board. I don't know whether they will be calling you back or what, but...
James, is that going to be
55-45 is residential versus commercial?
Right, and it'll look more like your 2010 assessment of 147,520 res, 98,430 commercial.
If, even though you said we won that argument a couple years ago?
We didn't win it. It was a stipulation where there was three or four attorneys got together and decided it was best to do.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you, James, does that also affect the second?
Exactly the same situation.
Same thing.
Okay.
Well, if that's acceptable to you, sir, we're going to wait till we get that information, and if possible, we should call them back, James, or?
Yes, because it will be less, especially on this 107 property. You're going to see a smaller amount assessed value. The 423, 440 is not correct.
Right.
And so it'll be less than that.
Ron, he will need to send that letter in, though, beforehand. He needs to send us a letter saying that he's commercial or residential, won't he? I mean, won't he, James?
He can do that. He needs to do that.
We'd have that on hand, is what I'm saying. We wouldn't have to call him and ask him to do it.
Sir, we need you to also fax a letter in that state the property is available for rental less than 50% of the time. I think that's what Danny is referring to.
Yes. Okay. And yeah, I think it seems like I sent in a form letter to that effect on some of our other properties.
If you would send that in regarding this to area code 417-546-6840.
Okay, I'll get that completed and packed up this afternoon.
And we'll be back in touch with you. James, is that right? Are we calling him back, or are we going to mail out your decision?
Yeah, you can't see if you've got two
board
on here.
There's not.
I think you need to bring it back to us, and we'll bring it back to the board.
We're going to call him back, Donna? We're going to call you back, sir. It probably won't be today.
So this is correct.
Okay, sounds good.
They're both the same way, aren't they?
Yeah. So we're going to take care of both of them.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. Ferris.
The 43019.
We're calling after lunch, is that correct?
Did you take care of
it? You still got the 40 bonds. Okay.
Apply the Emerald Point decision for value.
Okay. Probably would add up to that. So this is the value we want to use.
Okay.
Quinn Lucille Trust.
This is right.
We'll do the same over here.
We're calling them back too?
Oh, you're saying that's the same person?
They're the same people.
Oh, okay. We'll call them this afternoon.
Then do you want to go back to some that we left open?
Okay.
Which is Riverbend Place Condos.
Yeah. What number are we looking at?
Specifically on page one, the third one down, BOE 0457. We left that one undone.
You need to start from your edge.
Double it?
I was in the triple.
I don't know if I'd want to go that high.
Not if you had.
Sooner or later.
You don't want to go three times.
I don't want to triple.
Okay.
What's this?
This was Great Southern Bank.
But that's wrong.
What we said was we were going to think about the whole Riverbend, the Riverbend condo complex.
I thought we already had.
We left those up. Go ahead, Jeff. Take it and run.
Yeah. Let's wait till they finish this so they can get in this conversation. James, if you go back to your first page. The third property that we looked at,
yes, sir,
was one in Riverbend Place.
Yes, sir.
We put a hold on that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are your gentlemen's comments?
Well, we kind of put a hold aside because we are
we felt like we were all of a sudden starting to vary a little bit on the river and place condos, and so we said we were going to wait and talk about the whole complex.
Well, I think you guys have set all the 1,700 square foot ones at 250. Now, I think was the bank only asking for 300 on this one?
313.
313 on the first one. 317 300,
which she has it more than what we have it on for.
And the other one is,
so I'm tickled with that.
Well, yeah, but
we messed up on the third decision. We messed up on the third decision. So we had the first decision at 330 and 300 correct.
Okay.
And it wasn't confirmed until these appraisals come in. But in the meantime, we adjusted 3 to 250, if I'm telling this
right. And weren't they all together?
So this is the smaller unit, so this should go to 300 in line with everything else. And then those 250 would be leave because we've made that decision. Is that what you're saying, James?
You're saying raise the 250s.
Should have a higher price.
That's what Ronnie said.
You can't. It's going to be difficult for us to raise those 250s when we've sent those people out of here thinking they're going to get 250s, but we didn't have the ability or the proof or the appraisals from the bank at that point. 313 and 313 and something else. What was the other one? 300?
300, 330 is what we had. Right?
For appraisals from the bank.
Oh, 330.
We set one at 330 and one at 300.
I thought one of those had an appraisal that was at 250. Am I mistaken? We didn't just jump out there and do a 250. There was an appraisal, wasn't there?
No.
How did we get to the 250?
Yeah.
I thought you had sales. One at 230 and one at 370. We got there because of his sales.
Was, yeah.
I had a 230.
It was a sale.
I had a 230 and a 330 or something like that.
You have led us down this path.
I try to keep you lined up, but it is a tough job.
Well, I think the establishment of the three, and I think we even, it's not 300,000, that one we set at 298,000 was what they had brought in on it, and the other one was at 300,000 and 330, and we had appraisals this morning for 317 from the bank and 303, or what was that other one? The bank pretty well verified what we did the first.
I believe it's the 1700 one that's supposed to be around 300.
And we've been lowered it to 250.
Right. Now, I don't understand this other.
The bank has an appraisal for 317. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yep.
On this piece of property?
I don't see the appraisal in here.
They give it to us this morning, verbally. She said that they had a 317 and a 303 or 3 something in the small. Now, the bank itself goes inside the units. Could we accept their appraisal and not be messing with the others that we've already set, because they do a different appraisal than what we would set on a mass appraisal. They go inside, and that's what we got our note from the State Tax Commission, Lou Ann Johnson. Would we be out of line to set those at 3 and whatever they had on their appraisal?
We should have a copy of that.
Should have had it.
There's 317, or she said three fair market value was the 317.
Yeah, fair market value was 317.3 right here on the
Emory Creek. Yeah.
And she said that come off of their appraisal, but she didn't give
it. I've got an appraisal right here in my hand. It's all laid out right here.
317.3, and that one's currently at 313.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we just deny it?
Their purchase price is
She's talking about two different sized condos.
I'm just looking at what she wrote.
You were, you also didn't I know.
So you think she wrote it down wrong?
She didn't have any argument on this one, if I remember right.
She said the appraisal on that one, right?
Yeah. Jim, what, based off of Lou Ann Johnson's opinion yesterday, and they go inside the units when they make the bank appraisal, why can't we just set those at whatever their appraisal price is?
Which is what?
Well, 317 and...
Actually, I don't... I'm looking and I don't see...
I thought your appraisal was that.
Morning.
The only value I'm finding is where they appraise 16 properties.
That's what I'm looking at.
And I mean, that comes out at 250.
But she did write in a fair market value. And it's a foreclosure, right? This property?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a Jerry Jeske appraisal that appraises the whole thing.
He's got sales in the Paradise Point condominium development. How does that compare?
You would have to ask Jerry.
Well, I'm looking. They're pretty high. 267, 369, 262, 274, 245, 375. All smaller than what we're looking at.
I'm not sure that you're right on something there, what you said a few minutes ago.
Jamie, did you always have paper plates?
No, I can just use my shirt sleeve.
That's a problem. That's bad.
There, I don't think we do. I think we had the big dinner.
Let me check in what it says on this. Did you find
out?
I did not.
Did you
know this?
What is
that?
Oh, this is early. I'm going to get
tonight. That was a small point.
Yeah.
She's going to get something bigger.
I'm confused.
Because they don't make dry diet.
Did she supply appraisal?
How big? No.
She had supplied an opinion of value, Jim. She didn't provide an appraisal.
She said her exact statement was that she had, she gave us the number, fair market value of basic appraisal.
Based on how big a condo was that?
That is 1,800.
So this is, and this is 1,700? We made it that much. James, what's the difference between the condos that were established at 250, the condo that we're looking at here, and the one that had
the loft.
Upper loft in it?
John, I can't answer that. I don't have that.
Let's stand in recess till 1 o'clock. Is that all right? So we can eat? Well, I mean...
That's what I was thinking.
The same thing.
Yeah, recess.
We can continue talking about that as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start with you guys.
Let them go.
Okay.
Once I smell food, I can't
think. I can't think at all.